This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The 88th General Assembly has dealt with many big-ticket items, tax cuts, such as the grocery tax cut, redistricting, health care, but so much more. Scores, dozens, hundreds of other bills have become law or will become law, many of them affecting us in Northwest Arkansas. That will be the subject of an article that's in Sunday's editions of Northwest Arkansas newspapers. And fingerprints on that, at least some of them, belong to Dan Kraft, who is Special Projects Reporter. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. It's going to be me and Ron Wood looking at several different things this week.
And it is true that while there are certain things we all talked about during the legislative session, there are these other things that get approved, and we kind of, even if we paid attention for a day, they've kind of been rolled back to the back of our mind now.
Sure, we're not talking about the grocery tax or the redistricting that's gotten so much attention in the general public, in the media. These are ones that you probably wouldn't notice until you got a ticket or noticed a license plate that you didn't know where it came from.
Well, give me an example of a couple.
Well, you're familiar with the hog tags, the University of Arkansas booster
sure.
tags and veteran tags, firefighter tags. Well, there's another new institution in Northwest Arkansas that got a law passed that they're going to be allowed to issue tags as well.
And that is?
That's going to be Northwest Arkansas Community College.
Oh, so if you want to support Northwest Arkansas Community College, your license plate can show that.
Right. It's probably going to be a year before they can get them all out and get all the rules defined and everything. And since they don't have a sports program, I'm not sure what the logo will look like.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
You don't have to have a sports program. Okay, so new license plates?
Sure. And as long as we're talking cars, there are some new rules about which police agencies can or can't patrol interstates.
Hmm.
Yeah. And there are also new rules about when you're trying to talk on the cell phone while you're driving. Those police you see may pull you over in certain areas. We'll take a look at what some of those new restrictions are.
Okay, so we'll find out about that. What else?
You're familiar with the idea that hospitals and other medical providers have to call the police when someone shows up with a gunshot wound
right.
or a stab wound.
Right.
Well, now certain burns as well will have to be reported if they can be reasonably connected to criminal activity. Chemical burns from a meth lab, a possible arson, etc.
When you're researching and you find these bills that have been passed, I guess then you call hospitals, because, I mean, hospitals, this will change things for them.
Sure, sure. Ron's got several calls into the local hospitals to see what the additional workload on that reporting is, talking to some of the officers about, you know, what they could get out of that information.
Anything else that you guys researched?
We also looked at one that actually came out of a local case here in Fayetteville. It has to do with adoption fraud. A young woman was arrested. She'd promised her baby to three different couples, taking mm-hmm. money from all of them. Nobody got the baby. She kept it. Well, they went to charge her with adoption fraud or something similar and found there really wasn't any such crime. Now there is.
Mm, interesting. How did you go about deciding which of the bills that will become laws to put in the story?
It's actually going to be a series of smaller stories. Mm-hmm. One looks at each bill. And we just went through the legislative website looking for anything we hadn't addressed already. I.e., we're throwing out the grocery tax and the redistricting, et cetera, and look for anything that just had an impact around here. Would you be confused to see an NWAC license plate? Because nobody ever has before. Well, there's one.
Right. And I guess this is part of, because so many things get passed, you can't put them in the daily paper every day.
No, it's impossible to keep up with all of them, and there are space issues.
So this is part of what you can do as a reporter? Is
sure.
Time.
It's sort of a wrap-up to let everybody know what else is out there on the fringes that we haven't been addressing.
And some of them are phasing at different times, right? Some come in on fiscal year or calendar year.
Right. And then some of them, obviously, like the license plate law, will become a law at a certain point, but the license plates won't show up the next day.
Anything else you're going to tell us about?
Well, we've got something about ATVs and who's allowed to ride them where, too, but we're still trying to pull that one together, so we'll see.
So all the articles are on Sunday
yep.
in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Yep.
Dan, thank you very much.
Kyle, appreciate it.